which leads me right into another beautiful person, and that is Trish Springsteen. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Rosemary.
Now, tell us, because we've got this COVID thing hanging over our heads, there's probably a fair few little things that we can do a little bit better than we did it before.
Absolutely. And I think one of those things is communication. We get really good at exploring communication skills. And so often what happens is we focus on the speaking part.
Mm-hmm.
But there are two parts to communication, and one of the most important parts is the listening part. I think we need to foster some listening skills in these interesting times.
I think it's a little bit interesting when you say that, Trish, because with Zoom meetings being so prevalent nowadays, and they have mm-hmm. to be, it's important, and it's lovely because usually the person presiding over might put everybody on to mute, and it's amazing how many times you want to butt in when somebody is speaking, but because you're on mute, it doesn't matter. So it's a good opportunity. So tell us a little bit about this listening.
Okay. I think what's important is, I'm glad you raised the Zoom meetings, because when we do go on mute, I often watch people turn off their listening as soon as they go on to mute, which is the mute button isn't for you to turn off your listening, it's to turn off your speaking, and you should be concentrating even more when you're listening. But one of the things that I think is important, we've got a lot of people out there who may be doing a few things tough, maybe reaching out to us. And I think if we can foster our listening skills, and I mean active listening, not passive listening, not just hearing a noise or someone saying something or this is happening. I'm thinking, concentrate. When someone is speaking to you, it means being in the moment, putting all other thoughts of what has happened to you and actually really actively listening to what that person has to say. Not making assumptions about what you think they're saying or making assumptions about, well, how can I help them before you've even heard it. And I think if we can foster some really good listening skills, we're going to be able to help people a lot more and be a lot better effective communicators. So that's listening to people who reach out, listening to your family, as leaders, listening to what's happening with your team, with your staff, especially now when they may be reaching out to you for some assistance. And if you're not listening, you're going to miss that. And the other part of listening is listening to what's not being said. Mm-hmm. And there could be a lot of things that are not being said. And you need to listen to, well, why aren't they mentioning this? They used to mention what they were used to do. So many people aren't talking to me about normal things, and they've sort of quietened. They're not saying that. So what is the issue? So mm-hmm. I think if we foster some really good listening skills, and put it together with our speaking skills, we can become more effective communicators.
And I think we are all very well aware that we each have two ears and one mouth, so perhaps that's a little step in the right direction to remember that.
Absolutely. It's a very old saying, but it's a very true saying. And I know, you know, we all identify communication as an issue in a lot of things, in our businesses, when we're talking to our family. But don't do a lot to enhance our communication skills. And then when we do, we focus a lot on speaking, which is important because, hey, you all know I love speaking.
Mm-hmm.
But the other half of it, if you want to be effective, you've got to look at both parts. And communication is speaking, which is transmitting the message, but it's also listening and it's receiving that message. So I think we could really foster some good listening skills around.
Trish Springsteen, thank you for your words of wisdom on this beautiful 11th day of August, and we look forward to catching up with you next month. You take care.
Will do. My absolute pleasure. You too.
Thanks, Trish. Bye now.
Bye.